This is Ozarks at Large. It is unlikely last Thursday's testimony from Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh and Dr. Christine Blasey Ford in front of a Senate committee will drop out of our collective memories anytime soon. Roby Brock, with our partner Talk Business and Politics, sat down with John Brummett, a political writer for the Arkansas Democrat Gazette, to discuss how the emotional day has influenced voters and citizens.
Last week, a woman called me and told a story from decades before that she had never told anyone except her husband, and I wrote about it. And you told me you'd had such a story, and you have now told of such a story. And I was at the LifeQuest class this week, and I repeated the story the woman had told me about her being abused decades ago as a 15 or 16-year-old girl. And I said to about 300 people, with more women than men, I bet many of you know stories like that. And there were nods. And I said, I'm sensing many of you could tell me stories like that. And it was overwhelming nodding. On C-SPAN, as Dr. Ford was testifying, women were calling to tell their stories. So it's liberating. It is cathartic. You have to wonder now if the outcome of the hearing and how it all played out, if that cathartic effect or cathartic benefit of it is set back somewhat by the fact that Dr. Ford came forward and told her story, and probably to no avail in terms of the outcome of the judicial nomination, and whether that takes a cathartic exercise and makes it more an exercise of resentment and bitterness. Mm-hmm. And all of those are factors in what is a major moment, as big a moment as I've seen in years.
Yeah. Do you think anything culture it compares to? I mean, does it come?
No. I don't. I hearken back to Anita Hill, Clarence Thomas, but it just, there's so much, we've evolved so much since then, so much has happened, attitudes have so changed, that this is bigger in every respect.
So how do you think this plays out now? If you want to just cut to the chase, the Democrats took their best shot, and I don't think it changed any Democratic
right.
minds, and I think it didn't change any Republican minds either. They stayed with their guy there. What happens politically now? Do we just remain as divisive as we are? Does it put a stick of dynamite in a tinderbox now in terms? I mean, we saw some explosiveness on the committee from members yelling at each other this past week in a highly visible way.
I think we had two moments. I think the moment we just described, and the other is that it's a new, dynamite in a tinderbox. Yes, it's a new level of dysfunction and bitter resentment in our supposedly leading deliberative body that renders it dysfunctional in terms of serving a solution that the country can live with acceptably. I think we go forward from this with resentments heightened far beyond what they already were. Just what you hear, social media, what I get in the way of support for my views, what I get in the way of anger from people opposed to my views, and there's simply there's no ability to work through any of that. Mm-hmm. You either think that one side disregarded and refused even to investigate a woman's wrenching allegation, or you think that the other side trumped up a bogus charge merely for political advantage in the midterms. And there's no moving from those poles, it seems to me. And the emotions are so not just strong, but they seem embedded.
And raw, too.
I mean, very raw. Very raw.
It wasn't just partisan, it was hyper-partisan in terms of the reaction from everyone.
I think those senators, some of them, were on the verge of just shouting at each other openly. Mm-hmm. and calling names. You know, the courtesies of the senator, you don't make personal attacks. And of course, Lindsey Graham didn't make a personal attack. He didn't call out any particular one. He just talked about all of you Democrats. What a sham you are. I've not seen, and I've been covering politics for a long time, and I've seen anger and resentment. I've not seen it at this level, and I've not seen it at such a seemingly on such a seemingly insurmountable basis that it's hard to find a middle ground mm-hmm. between Kavanaugh's indignity and Ford's story.
John Brummett is a political writer for the Arkansas Democrat Gazette, and he talked with Roby Brock from our content partner, Talk Business and Politics. There is more from their conversation at talkbusiness.net, and also there you can find more political and business news. John Brummett's columns can also be found digitally at arkansasonline.com.